LM Communication Station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
Edition number seven of our new show. We appreciate you listening, however you may be listening, whether you're on 1410 AM or whether you're at 102.3 FM. Maybe you're listening on our website, WSCWAM.com, WSCWAM.com. Or maybe you're listening, and if you're not, downloaded the app. Go to the News Talk WSCW on your app store and download the app, News Talk WSCW. My Town, Your Town is a radio show about good stuff, good people, good organizations, good companies, good businesses doing really good work to move our city, our state, your town, our community, our valley, our state of West Virginia, and all points in between forward in a positive way. Another fun, packed, great guest lineup for the next hour. Hopefully she is here. I haven't seen her yet, but hopefully the marketing director of the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra is here in the house. Amanda McDonald, marketing director with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. They have a pretty big event coming up this Sunday, really the first Sunday of every June, on the campus of the University of Charleston, on the lawn by the majestic Kanawha River. We have Symphony Sunday, and I do believe this is the 40th edition. It is the Ruby celebration. There's no place like home edition of Symphony Sunday. So if we can find Amanda McDonald, our marketing director with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra, she'll be in hopefully soon. After we get a chance to talk with her, we're going to catch up with a couple of good friends of mine. One guy's been on the show before, Evan Osborne. He's the executive director of the Capital Market, and he's bringing along a very special guest. He happens to be a famous chef here in West Virginia. No. I'm talking to our producer, too. Not him yet. I'm looking for Amanda McDonald, our marketing director with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. And we're going to talk with Chef Paul Smith, who is a James Beard Foundation finalist. And that competition will be on Monday evening, June the 5th. And then after we get a chance to talk with Evan and Chef Paul, we're going to catch up with another good friend of mine. You may have seen him on WCHS TV8 and Fox 11. He does a little segment called Road Trippin', and it's in his 10th anniversary, so I'm going to catch up and talk with Tech with Terry. Amanda is nowhere to be found right now. Amanda is MIA. Amanda, if you're listening, we hope you're on your way. I'm going to text Amanda now to see if she is coming. In the meantime, so much going on this weekend in and around our community. We had, just to buy a little time here until Amanda gets here, we had such an epic night last Friday night. Was opening night of the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee. The Moses Auto Group Live Malevi is also brought to you by our good friends at Brewer & Company, Lou Wendell Marine. We had Mike Wendell on this show about a month ago. We also want to thank the health plan, and my company, Jim Strawn & Company, is also proud to support Live on the Levy. Tonight, our sponsor for the night is Solar Hauler. You'll get a chance to listen to them, learn a little bit about what Solar Hauler is all about. If you're interested in some solar power, that's what they do. That is Solar Hauler night tonight at Live on the Levy. Taking center stage tonight down at the Haddad Riverfront Park and the Schoenbaum stage is Mikkel Buck, the Mikkel Buck Band. Now, he's a country guy. I don't exactly know. I don't know exactly how old he is, but he was raised on Cooper's Creek in Big Chimney, West Virginia. And I know this because I was raised on Cooper's Creek in Big Chimney, West Virginia. And the Buck family lived right across the street from the Strawns. I had left home. I left home in 1978. But the Buck family moved into this house across the street, and my mama, who, God, I just love her. She was at Live on the Levy last week, 85 years young. She'll be there again tonight. She called me this week, and she said, "Jimmy, Mikkel Buck is playing at the Levy. I'll be down." I said, "Great." She said, "You remember them?" I said, "Well, I remember the Buck family lived across the street from us, but I had left." So anyway, so Mikkel Buck is starting tonight. And he'll take center stage at the Schoenbaum stage at Haddad Riverfront Park at 6:30. He'll play for 1 hour. We'll take a little break. And then Allie Colleen will take center stage. Now, she's an up-and-coming country music artist. She originally hails from Oklahoma, and she's now making her way in Nashville, Tennessee, as most aspiring young country artists do. She is making it. I think she's got a good shot at this. Not only is she talented, but she grew up around country music. So I think she's going to make it. Her daddy happens to be Garth Brooks. So Allie Colleen, the daughter of Garth Brooks, will be taking center stage tonight at week number 2, season 19 of the Moses Auto Group Live on the Levy. She'll play 2 45-minute sets. That'll take us up until 9:30. So a big night down at Haddad Riverfront Park. So, as mentioned at the top of the show, all this good stuff going on, and I'm really happy to see her because I would have stood right here and talked for the next 15 minutes by myself, and we don't want that. Nobody wants that. I mean, my mama might want that. Besides my mama, nobody else wants to hear me talk and blabber on for 15 minutes. So without further ado, I could not be more happy to see Amanda McDonald. Amanda, welcome to My Town, Your Town. How are you, girl?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for introducing everyone to the a wonderful weekend of music that
It's a big weekend.
It's a huge weekend. We've got some really...
So the show starts at 10:02. Did I tell you that?
You did. Well, you know,
I'm throwing you under the bus.
Well, you know, we've got some really good construction projects happening around St. Dolphins.
I tell my wife all the time, honey, give yourself some. We live in a big city. Traffic is unbelievable. And she starts laughing because she's from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, traffic's awful here, honey. Traffic is awful. But you got stuck behind the orange cones today.
I did. I underestimated all of the wonderful improvements that are going on in the valley. And that's what it is.
Hats off to our Department of Highways throughout the great state of West Virginia. We love the season. Summer season is orange cone season. But orange cone season mean they are fixing our roads. We're trying to keep our upkeep with our structure. You got behind that today. I'm teasing you. I'm happy as a lark to see you here.
Well, I'm always happy to be here. So thank you so much for having me, Jim, even
you.
If it is a few minutes.
I already plugged you. You're the marketing director with your West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. I did plug that this Sunday is another edition of the Symphony Sunday that the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra does as a gift back to our community. I mentioned this is the 40th edition, making it the Ruby Celebration. So with the Ruby Celebration, the theme for Sunday is?
There is no place like home.
No place.
Because there really is no place like home in West Virginia with our West Virginia Symphony Orchestra and where we will be on Sunday on the lawn at the University of Charleston. I mean, not a better place to spend a Sunday, which is going to be absolutely beautiful.
I already looked at the weather. You ordered a pretty one, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We copied and pasted from a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Talk to the audience about if they haven't been, shame on you. If you haven't been to the Symphony Sunday, and if you have been, what are folks going to expect? Give me the timeline. Give me what happens throughout the day. It's an all-day celebration. Then how do we culminate?
So our AVN Corp Symphony Sunday 2023, like Jim mentioned, our 40th anniversary will be on Sunday, June 4th, so just a few days away from now. We'll start everything at 1 o'clock, and we'll wrap up the day with a orchestra concert and fireworks at the end, which will wrap her up around 10 o'clock. It's a free day of music, community, fun. We'll have some food vendors on site. Everyone from our favorite St. George's with beef kebabs. Our Symphony League ladies will have hot dogs and barbecue sandwiches, pepperoni rolls. Ellen's Ice Cream will be there to make sure you get a Symphony Sunday. We'll have children's games and activities, artisans set up under a big tent. Again, community groups will start on the stage at 1 o'clock and play through the evening. It is just a really fun day of community, music, food, fun. And it is our annual gift to the community that we're really excited to be able to put on again for the 40th year and could not do so without the hard work of all of our Symphony League committee ladies, including Chair Sheila Neal, Sally McClarity. I mean, we've got some really amazing ladies that have been working on this for years and have not stopped a beat for the 40th anniversary.
I love me some Sheila Neal. I love me some Sally McClarity. Rest her soul, loved me some Helen Lodge, who passed away just a few years ago, but I remember her daily, but I fondly remember her on Symphony Sunday. She was such a big part of the West Virginia Symphony League and such a big part of this community, and just when you think of, when you think Helen Lodge, you just think, gosh, how much more class can a lady have than Helen Lodge? And I just miss her, but, you know, the tradition goes on. Symphony Sunday, the 40th edition, we're talking with Amanda. She's the marketing director with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. To learn more about Symphony Sunday, you can simply go to wbsymphony.org, wbsymphony.org. You can also give them a call at 376-9507.
That is my cell phone number. So if you want to volunteer for us, give us a call on that number. If you'd like some more general information about the symphony or questions about Symphony Sunday this weekend, you can give us a call at the office, which is 304-957-9876. And Jim, I know we talked a couple weeks ago about this big, amazing search that we've been having.
I was getting ready to move into that. So the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra going through a transition, and the gift back to the community for the from the West Virginia Symphony is a complimentary day of music, and then culminates with a complimentary West Virginia Symphonic Orchestra concert that will begin about 8 o'clock, and then fireworks afterwards. But I was interviewing and talking with Amanda about this a few weeks ago, and we talked about the process. So I'm gonna back you up before you say what I think you might be saying. Mm-hmm. Talk about the process and what we've gone through. Talk a little bit about the historical value that we've had with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra and our conductors and our leaders, and where we are now with that whole thing.
Yeah, so the Symphony, West Virginia Symphony Orchestra, has been an organization. We're actually entering our 85th season, which is
hard for me to imagine.
It's wild.
I wasn't there at the beginning, as many people think I was. I was not there in the beginning.
But so we've been 85 years. It's been an amazing journey. We have been really lucky to have 10 amazing music directors. Larry Lowe, who was our most recent music director, left us at the end of last year. So we've been in this major search process. We had applicants from all over the country and all over the world vying to be our next music director. And I am really excited to say, I'm getting goosebumps as we talk about it right now, that our next music director will actually be announced on Sunday morning. So when you wake up on Sunday morning, you will know who the next music director is.
So when you wake up on Sunday morning, June the 4th, this Sunday morning, the same date as the 40th edition of the Symphony Sunday, we're going to know who the new conductor is, the music leader of the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra.
And he or she will be on the podium that evening to conduct the orchestra for the very first time in their new official role.
Breaking news. Breaking news. So Sunday morning, be alerted. The West Virginia Symphony Orchestra is going to announce their new leader. Whether it's a him, a she, a her, or a he, we will know Sunday morning, and that person will be conducting the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra that night for the Symphony Sunday concert beginning at 8 on the lawn of the University of Charleston by the beautiful, majestic Kanawha River. Did I get all that right?
You got it all right. So
wow.
It's already a huge day, and if we could just make it even bigger, we did.
We're going to welcome the new conductor of the Symphony Orchestra to our market. Folks, not a better way to come out and show your West Virginia pride, your symphonic music pride, your arts community pride. Just, it's going to be a breathtaking day. And I want this conductor, I don't know who it is. I wasn't part of the search committee. I want this conductor, whether it's a gentleman or a young lady, I want them to be like blown away by the welcome that they get to West Virginia. I know, do you know by chance? I'm just curious if you know. You know?
Well, I've had to prepare some materials
okay,
that we
so you
will
know.
Releasing on Sunday. So I do know, but I have been sworn
oh,
to
yeah.
extra secret.
Yeah, you don't need to tell us. Yeah, I just wondered if you know. How are you doing it? No wonder you're like a little child. You're 6 years old. It's Christmas morning. You have a Cheshire Cat smile on. You're excited for Symphony Sunday. The weather's going to be amazing. It's the 40th edition of the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra Symphony Sunday. And now we know who the next leader is going to be. And they're going to be in town this weekend and conduct our West Virginia Symphony Orchestra on that stage on Sunday night, beginning at about 8 o'clock with the concert.
Yeah.
And then it'll go to about 10. Stick around. We will have fireworks at 10 o'clock that night. The actual Symphony Sunday, you mentioned a lot of things, but it gets started about 1.
It does. Yep. Everything kicks off at 1 o'clock.
And you mentioned all this community music. I just want to get some, just not really maybe the schedule, but some of the featured bands. We have the Logan Regional Community Band. We have the Kanawha Valley Community Band. We have Woman's Song. We have Jewel City Jazz Orchestra. We have the Tri-State Brass Band. We have every year the Charleston Metro Band, the West Virginia Youth Symphony, the groups of the West Virginia Youth Symphony. We have the Greater We have the Kanawha Valley. The pipes are supposed to be there. Talk about that one.
Well, so we have some new ensembles this year from our the Greater Kanawha Valley chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society. But unfortunately, our friends at the Pipes and Drums have had to pull out last minute.
Okay.
So if you're looking forward to seeing our Pipes and Drums, hold off until next year. They've had a few issues and aren't going to be able to join us. But like Jim just mentioned, we have a slew of community groups.
I just got almost 10 groups in there, about 8 or 9. And then at 8 o'clock, the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra, they'll take the center stage there. On the stage, which is out back of the University of Charleston, on the lawn. The lawn is, the stage is like almost across from the Capitol, and then the rest of the lawn is where all the children's activities are. Bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, bring a few dollars. It's free to get in, but you might want to buy some of that delicious food that Amanda was talking about, and maybe some beverages as well. The 40th edition of the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra Symphony Sunday. Hats off to the league. Hats off to all the volunteers. Hats off to the symphony orchestra staff. People work hard for this, Amanda. It's a heck of a culmination, isn't it? I'm there every year, so I know what to expect.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And the planning for this really starts in early fall and continues. And now we're into the crunch time the last few days leading up. But we really want to thank our West Virginia Symphony League Committee again. I mean, they have done phenomenal work, and you will see all of the fruits of their labor on Symphony Sunday.
You know what? We have about 2 minutes left in this segment, Amanda. We have enough time to talk about the presenting sponsor. Let's show them a little bit of love.
Well, so AVN Corp.
AVN.
AVN Corp. It was formerly Matric.
Okay, that's how I know
it.
Yep, so
they've been with us for several years now and have continued to support this event. We could not be more thrilled to be able to work with them. We have a really great working relationship, and everything they've done for Charleston and the community, especially in that technology park where they've housed their employees, where everything happens over in South Charleston, has really made a big impact on Charleston and the community, and definitely the symphony. So we cannot thank them enough for their support, as well as all of our sponsors for Symphony Sunday. Again, along with all of the back work, we could not do it without our sponsors and their financial support, because this is a free community concert, a free day of music, free activities for your kids, artisans to come and enjoy their wares. So, I mean, you name it, we've got it, and we cannot wait to enjoy our 40th year of AVN Corp. Symphony
and there
Sunday.
She is, and she is Amanda McDonald. She is our marketing director with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. Great job, as always. Been with the orchestra about 8, 9,
Going on 10 years now.
Gee whiz.
It's wild.
10 years. WBSymphony.org, WBSymphony.org. You can also call their office at 304-957-9876.
You got it.
957-9876. It starts at 1. The Symphony Orchestra is at 8 o'clock. All points in between. Lots of great things for children. Lots of great things to enjoy. We hope to see you at the 40th edition of Symphony Sunday. This Sunday, June the 4th. Wow. I love this event. Amanda, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
always great
me.
Catching up with you. We're going to take a short break with My Town, Your Town, and as promised at the top of the show, I'll be joined by Evan from the Capital Market, and he's always been famous to me, but now he's worldwide famous, Chef Paul Smith, to talk about his big event and what's happening on Monday night, and I will be right back.
The Pitch, Sports Bar and Grill in Dunbar and Kanawha City, would like to invite you to give them a try. And here are a few reasons why. The Pitch makes all their sauces in-house, whether it's wing sauces or delicious dressing for their salads. The Pitch carries a huge variety of craft beer with all of your West Virginia craft beer favorites. You can visit their one-of-a-kind crowler station and try their frost rail at the bar. The Pitch would like to announce that they're now offering catering for any size event. Visit them online for hours and more info. ThePitchWB.com.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's easier than you think for pests to threaten your family's health. Ticks, which spread dangerous diseases, hide in tall grasses and even on your pets. Rodents easily invade your home, contaminate food, and can carry more than 35 diseases. Mosquitoes, which breed in standing water, transmit many diseases. Get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. It's that easy. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
WSCWAM.com, or whether you're listening on the app that I downloaded week number one, just to say that I can download that, and I did listen to the station before on the app. So however you're listening, we appreciate you. Another edition. This is the seventh edition of My Town, Your Town. If you're new to the show, just know that we focus on good people doing good work, good stuff, good businesses, just outstanding people moving your town forward in a positive way. We just got done talking with Amanda McDonald with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. Another good thing happening in our community. Symphony Sunday is this Sunday, the 40th edition, the Ruby Celebration. So, of course, they went with the There's No Place Like Home theme. There's no place like home, and there is no place like home in West Virginia. These two guys are West Virginians. Evan's been on the show before, so you're my first returning guest, Evan. So Evan Osborne is with us, and he's our executive director with the Capital Market. And he's brought a guest, and I did mention already at the top that Chef Paul Smith is joining us, so we're going to have Evan kind of maybe bring him into the fold, because there's a pretty big thing happening on Monday night. Evan, welcome back to My Town, Your Town, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, how's the market doing?
Fantastic.
I think the last time we talked, and we're in My Town, Your Town is going to take half the credit, we had a record day on Saturday before Mother's Day, did we not?
Hey, I learned a long time ago, you can get a lot done if you don't care.
Well, as a marketing guy, I've always heard, take all the credit you can, because they're certainly going to lift you up, and take all, because they're going to blame you if things don't go well. Uh-huh. So take the credit when credit is there.
Sure, absolutely.
So you brought along Chef Paul. I'll let you give him a proper introduction, and then I know Chef Paul really well, and then we'll just have a three-way conversation. So why are you here with my boy Chef Paul?
So I think everyone knows Chef Paul from 1010, The Pitch, Ellen's Ice Cream, just general man about town.
Mention food and Chef Paul comes out the next breath.
You can't talk about really Appalachian cuisine, specifically West Virginia cuisine, without mentioning his name. So today, though, I'm here through the lens of Paul has been so gracious with his time to Capital Market.
He's on your board.
Correct. He is. He's also kind of our chef emeritus, mm-hmm. chef in mm-hmm. residence.
Yeah.
Well, we did the Let's Get Cooking. Yeah, I know we'll probably talk about that in a minute.
Cooking series with AARP.
AARP, right.
Third Thursday of every month, I'm going to go and get a plug.
Get that in there, brother. That's what the show's about. Absolutely. Good stuff. They're good people doing good stuff.
Absolutely. But today is really all about what's coming up this Monday. And as I mentioned a couple months ago, we all learned that Chef Paul Smith had been nominated as a semifinalist for the prestigious James Beard Award. And I'm going to give you a little context. Mm-hmm. The James Beard Award is mm-hmm. an annual award that's given to chefs throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. It is the culinary equivalent of the Oscars. It is the highest award that you can receive in the culinary.
Nominated for the best actor, nominated for the best actress, nominated for movie of the year. We have finalists, and then, like the Academy does, they have five for the Oscar show, right?
Right.
So now we're down to five.
We are down to five, and the finals is going to be this Monday evening in Chicago. And
Chef Paul, come in here. You're one of the five. I just got chills. I mean, I'm literally chilling. You're one of the five finalists for the James Beard Award as the best chef, greatest chef, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
And here you are. We talked about there's no place like home in West Virginia. I know a little bit about your journey. You can get your journey in because we still have, 15 minutes to talk. So get your journey in. But I love how you ended up back here. Talk about what this means to you and kind of weave in your journey and how humbled you are by this. And it's remarkable. And Evan, put it in perspective. You're an Academy Oscar nominee in the food world.
It's pretty surreal.
I can't hardly say it out loud.
Dude is right. I mean, that's what I said when I got the phone call. I said, seriously?
I love that story. Tell the audience the story, how you found out.
It was 4 months ago, and a good friend of mine, William Disson, who was also a chef, also a Asheville.
Asheville.
And
okay.
Charlotte, two okay. big-time restaurants.
Yeah, sure.
Probably the best chef in North Carolina.
Wow.
He is big time. He was a James Beard judge last year. Big time. Yes. He called me on a Wednesday. I was washing dishes and flipping burgers down at the pitch. He said, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm washing dishes, just what I do." And he said, "Congratulations." I said, "Thanks.
I've been doing dishes since I was six."
I am a really good dishwasher. This is how I started in this business. Absolutely. I'm good at it. Thank you for recognizing my talents.
I love that,
Paul. These dishes are clean. And he said, "Congratulations on the nomination." And I said, "Okay, what nomination?" He said, "James Beard." Wow. And literally there was 5 seconds of silence, and I was like, I think I said, "Shut the F up."
Your jaw was down.
I literally said, "Man, you don't joke about this."
No, you don't. He wasn't.
He said, "Man, I'm serious. I got an email. It's on Eater. You're in."
So at that time, you were in the top 20.
Top 20 in the Southeast, which is, you think about these states and these markets.
Is New Orleans in that market?
No, New Orleans is in the South. Okay. Southeast is Georgia, okay. South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia.
Nashville, Atlanta, Charlotte.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Gotcha.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Big.
I've been to restaurants down there.
Louisville, Lexington, you name it. So, I'm like, this is, it's surreal for me at this point, mm-hmm. And then he said, "I cannot, this is the best phone call I've ever made." Mm-hmm. And it literally, I teared up, he teared up, we had a moment over the phone, and then I got back to work. Yeah. And that's what I do.
And then, what was it, 4 weeks later? 6 weeks later?
A month. Two months later.
Did he call you again?
He called me again. I'm doing the same thing. I'm at the pitch on Wednesdays and Sundays. So, you know, if you
know
me. Does he
think, dude, you're making it. Why are you still doing dishes? You're like,
That's how I got here.
That's what we do. I work hard.
I have to make sure that I will never lose sight of that. When I lose sight of the fact that I won't wash dishes, or if I ever don't look at myself.
The analogy in the locker room for great teams and great players and great performers on the athletic field or court or whatever is just really stay humble, but stay hungry. You stay hungry and you're humbled at the same time.
Absolutely.
So and you got a phone call again.
Phone call again. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm not washing dishes this time, but I'm in the kitchen. I'm prepping, you know, doing sauces. And he said, you made the top five.
You're in the top five.
And I said, literally, it was, you know, we talk weekly. We've talked weekly forever. We talked weekly.
He's one of your boys. COVID. He's one of your best friends.
One of my closest friends. Yeah. And even though he's younger than me, he is one of my mentors. He is just he's a wealth of knowledge.
So now Chef Paul is heading to Chicago this weekend. The finals and the whatever, what do you call it? The what do you call that night?
It's award.
The award finals night. Evan, jump back in there. So because of that night, and that'll be June the 5th, at the Capital Market, because of your affiliation with Let's Get Cooking and Chef Paul, and he's on your board, and he's just always around the community, and the Capital Market's one of the hubs of our community, which is the basis of this show, My Town, Your Town, doing good stuff, and the market does that, Chef Paul does that. What are you doing in conjunction with the awards finals that night?
So I think that we wanted to come up with something, and I was fortunate enough to reach out to Paul's partners at 1010 and Ellen's to really, this kind of came about in a 10-minute phone call.
Nice. And we've had those before, and things come from that, right?
Right. And we were like, we need to do something to honor the big guy.
Yeah.
And so we started talking, like, it'd be really cool if we could stream the awards. They're not televised, but fortunately we know a guy.
So you're streaming it at the Capital Market.
Yeah.
Folks can come for a nominal fee and watch and eat. So, and have a beverage and root for our boy,
so we have a party to honor this.
Yeah.
Of course we're having a party.
Yeah. At the Capital Market.
Monday night, June 5th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
Tickets are still available. Okay.
But get them.
Folks, capitalmarket.net. Capital with an O, market.net.
That's correct.
Is that correct? Yep. Capitalmarket.net. Get there. Get your ticket to Mr. Smith Goes to Chicago. I love that. I love me some Jimmy Stewart reference there. But that's really great, by the way.
I'm glad people got it.
Oh, I got it right away.
I think it really kind of sums up what Chef Paul's about.
And, okay.
You know, I've never met somebody that's as gracious with their time and their talents. And I don't, at risk of laying it on to
I know. I don't want to either.
I just,
he knows I love him.
I can't tell you what a privilege and honor it is to have him.
So speaking about what makes Mr. Chef Paul tick, we have about 7 minutes left, Paul. I know your story because I've had you on my television show numerous times. We've done this. We have worked together hundreds of times because I'm afforded the opportunity to be at events where there's food.
Yeah.
And then if there's food, there's Chef Paul. And if there's a mic and we're introducing people, there's Jimmy, right? I mean, we've worked together.
Absolutely.
But talk a little bit about your journey. You're proud to be from here, but you've had the privilege to learn at a lot of different places along your stops.
Yeah.
And now how fortunate are we? Evan mentioned it earlier. Appalachian cuisine, you're putting us on the map. And you did it, brother. I mean, I know you have a lot of colleagues and a lot of mentors and a lot of people. And I know y'all work closely together. But talk about your journey, where you've been, and what brought you back here.
Funny that we're here at the station. I grew up two blocks from this station, literally on 8th Avenue. I could walk to my house.
Here we are again.
This is full circle here. No, I grew up here in West Virginia. I started the journey standing on a milk crate at the Glen Ferris Inn with my grandfather on Friday nights. I was just able to walk, you know, he would let me stir the Sunday, or it was a Friday sauce.
And you remember that? Yeah. Was that the beginning? Like, you didn't know it at the time, but you're thinking, I really enjoy the kitchen.
Growing up in a large Italian family, that's what you did. It was family. It was food. It was loud. It was together. It was hospitality. Appalachian hospitality is second to none. Everywhere that I've had the fortune of traveling to, whether I was living in Napa Valley, in Asheville, North Carolina, in Naples, Florida, in Vero Beach, in New York City, in Hyde Park, I never felt like I was at home. I missed the people. I missed the mountains. I missed the country roads. I mean, literally, I know it sounds cliche, but I always wanted to come home. I needed to get out. I needed to learn. I worked for some of the best chefs in the world.
Everything you've done has evolved into being a James Beard finalist. So, yes, what you did was the right call. And we're fortunate that you are from West Virginia and you're calling it home again. And I've heard you talk before about putting us... We're on the culinary map now, right?
Well, you look at Charleston, West Virginia, and West Virginia just went from a wonderful place to live to a culinary destination. Not only us, but Lowry's was also nominated.
That's right.
Which is absolutely fantastic. And again, I need to say, it's not just me. I've got the best team. I have two sets of partners, Aaron and Marie and Stephen Trey. I partner with... You know, Barcata's was my first restaurant. I'm a chef partner there with
the show some love to Dickinson a little bit.
Dickinson, we met there. Exactly.
And the restaurant week was kind of one of your...
I was with Buzz Food Service. Yeah. Dickinson and Angela Gould gave me the platform. They were the ones that were Chef Paul, where everyone started calling me Chef Paul instead of Paul Smith. That's where it started. It was Dickinson.
He said, no, absolutely. You're Chef Paul. Because that's how you don't say Paul. No. I mean, nobody calls
Chef
you.
Paul. That's
a few
what
people
is.
Call you Paul, but you're Chef Paul.
Yeah.
So that's great.
I think my wife might be one. But, you know, we talked about it on the way over here. It's the sacrifice. It's the 120 hours a week, which is no lie. If you've seen my car, it's at 10:10, at 7 a.m., after the gym, that I go and get tortured for an hour by my personal trainer, Michael. And then I'm there until I'm the first one in. I'm not normally the last one out, but... I am working side by side with everybody. I get the great part of the culinary director. I bring back what I've learned from other areas and the great chefs that I've been able to work with. Some of them, I mean, Lawrence McFadden probably changed my life when I went to the Ritz-Carlton in Naples and I saw what he came up and the intensity and the attention to detail and all those things that I have carried with me since then. Chef Dan, we all remember Chef Dan's restaurant. You know, Jerry Still, some of the late, but Bill Sahovich. I've worked with all these. I washed dishes. Dennis Harris, who's the chef at Edgewood, and I started, cut our teeth together in the dish tank, and now we're both, you know, running. He's running Edgewood Country Club. I've got a couple restaurants. I wanted to move back. He wanted to move back. I'm West Virginia by birth and by choice. Yeah. I love it here. I am so proud to represent our whole team, Chef John, Chef Travis, and Josh. You know, everybody on our teams, it's great for me to see the pride that everybody has. And for me, the responsibility, I get to, like yourself, I get to put food on the table for the fortunate. I also take time to make sure that the less fortunate we raise money for, we do it. But I also have a responsibility to over 120 of my teammates and my employees that I've got to make sure that they put food on their own tables. So I love what I do. I look at hospitality as a recipe. Everything goes into it. The food, obviously, you're coming to eat, so the food has to be great. But it's the smile. It's the greeting. It's the welcome. It's, as West Virginians, you know, when you go out of state, when I was in Napa Valley, I ran into a guy from West Virginia. You automatically have this connection. You hug it out. You're like, man, I know. And it's like 1 degree of separation.
It is one.
You know somebody that knew somebody that knows somebody that knew
I'm
me,
1 degree.
Right?
We are 1 degree. West Virginia. Right. Yeah. People don't realize. We're talking with Chef Paul Smith. Evan Osborne is here with the Capital Market. We got about a minute left. I want to get this out there publicly. I'm so proud of you. I applaud you. I admire you. You know how much I respect you. And I mean, we're friends, but we're beyond that now. And it's just a mutual understanding of giving back to make this community a better place to live, learn, work, and play. That's always been my mantra. You live it. Evan has lived it. We live it. Congratulations. Monday night, you've already made us proud. Whatever happens, it's a cliche. You've already won. And you put us on the culinary map here in Charleston, West Virginia. I know you're proud of that. I've heard you talk before about, you know, we have Sternwheel Regatta, we have Festival, we have the Clay Center, we have all this stuff, and people come, and now they're going to come and expect good food. And you and your colleagues around West Virginia have done that. That's a feather in your cap, right?
It absolutely is. One of my good friends, Jason Adams, you know, I preach this, and Evan's heard it a million times, and so have you, this rising tide theory.
Yes.
All of our tides are rising when we work together and promote each other. And Jason, as he did this video, which I thought was absolutely
spectacular. I love me some Jason, by the way.
Jason Adams is the man.
He's so good.
He is seriously the man.
We were three things together, by the way, FYI.
So we were literally talking, and I was talking about this, and as we left, he said, go be the water. And I said,
rise it up. That's a good one.
Man. And so we all are doing it together. It's awesome. I'm so proud. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I love you, man. Evan, I love you.
Organizing this is awesome.
Great job. Mr. Smith goes to Chicago, the event, capitalmarket.net. If you can't get to the market, just kind of maybe watch it somewhere or look for the feed.
Go visit one of his restaurants.
Yeah, go visit 1010, The Pitch. I've been to all of them.
There's this perception that fine dining is somewhat intimidating.
Yeah, no.
Go to 1010. If you have not...
Yeah. It's delicious.
Try it.
And it's fun. And it's warm and it's inviting. Fun. And it's
fun. It's loud. It's fun.
You go with friends. And if you don't go with friends, you're going to make a friend. That's what I'm saying. You're going to make a friend. Right. Chef Paul, good luck. Evan, thank you very much. That's all the time we have for this segment. As I did promise at the top of the show, and I think he's in the building because you can't go anywhere and not hear him. And he is the road tripping guy, and he has been doing it for 10 years. We're talking about TB, Terry Burhan. So we're just going to talk a little about his journey, the 10-year history with road tripping, and my town, your town, will be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our Better Business Bureau A-rated team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Call now for a free case review and a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call now. 800-388-4901. That's 800-388-4901. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-388-4901.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back in for the best and final segment of My Town, Your Town. I said the best because he's right here. I had to say that. All the segments are the best. The segments are the greatest. We have the best guest, My Town, Your Town, a show about good people, good organizations, good businesses. Just, you know, good folk doing good stuff to move our town positive in a in a good way. However you're listening, I don't necessarily care if you're listening on 1410 AM or 102.3 FM or the website, which is WSCWAM.com, or maybe you're on the app. And this next guest, no stranger to any of us, and I've never had a guest bring so many props. I mean, I'm a prop guy, but as I look in this tiny, hot studio, there must be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 or 12 props. There's one of the props. Don't hit that too hard. You'll give me a percussion. My head will hurt. Da, 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 da. There it is. It's time for a horse race, or it's time for...
Everyone, get away from the cow.
Please,
back away from the cow.
Back away from... So that sound that you just heard, that voice... The harmonica that you're hearing is being played by the one and only. Here he is. Put your hands together for road tripping guy, Terry Burhans. Right here he is. He brings his own. He's a one man band. Terry, good morning, and how are you?
Well, I've done radio.
Yes.
And if you don't have a snare drum and a cymbal, you're not in the right league, right?
Well, this is episode and edition number 7 of My Town, Your Town, and I'm just now learning this. So our producer's in the room. Chris is in the room.
Chris, how did this happen?
I need all this stuff for the next. The show's moving forward.
How did this happen that Jim got this position here at this fine broadcast station?
Right.
Weekly at 10 a.m.
Yeah, this is live right here. We're on live.
Wow.
I got it without any props.
None of the George Carlin words.
They must know that I have the ability to learn it, and they're They're going to slowly move me into this. Do we have a theme song we're going to play? Is that what we're doing with the CD? Chris is going to play it.
Oh, we've got a CD?
Chris is going to play it.
This is the one that has...
Yeah.
It's a road tripping theme song.
Yeah, we got to get the road tripping theme. I can't do it, but we got people that can. So Terry Burhans is the road tripping guy. Terry, you've seen him on the television station.
15 seconds will just give you a hint.
Television station, WCHS, TV8, and Fox 11. It is St. Clair Broadcast Group, by the way. I don't need to get that in there, but two stations over there. Terry, this is the 10th anniversary of the road tripping, and we're going to talk about road tripping. But, at your age, 38, 39? At your age, you've had a journey. And I always like to talk to the audience and let the audience know, where does this guy come from? You see him, but what's your journey? Give me a little elevator pitch and speech on how... You have evolved in your history.
You want to know how I met my wife.
Well, I want to know things. The audience wants to know things.
Okay.
Give us things that the audience doesn't know, but when they see you, promote road tripping.
On Lincoln Avenue in Chicago in 1978, I meet this young lady at the Pac-Man game.
Uh-huh.
She just kicks my rear end.
She was good.
She beats me.
Yeah, she was good. It still is good, probably.
I married her. Wait,
how many years ago was that?
42.
42 years.
Yeah. Seems like it was
early 80s.
Yeah, I'm telling you. How long have you been married?
I met my bride about the same time, 1981.
Yeah.
Our story's a little bit different, went different ways, but I called the shot in 84. I'll find you in 20 years. And it was 25 years later I did find her, and we got married.
You told a woman that you were in love with, I'll be back.
In 20 years. Yeah. The timing wasn't right. She was in Atlanta. I was in my favorite town, Charleston, North Carolina. Timing just wasn't right. 1984 was a different year. The world was not as connected as it is now. I didn't make a boatload of money. Still don't, by the way. That's okay. It's not about the money. I found that out. But I just said, I'll tell you what. Everything's good except our time. I'll find you in 20 years, and we'll live happily ever after.
Will you be here in 20 years with each other?
And she believed me. The Radio Shack. Love Shack. Baby, Love Shack. 25 years later, we did reconnect, and we got married at a sunset at a little lighthouse in Key Largo 13 years ago. So, yeah, we're living happily ever after,
Let's fast forward to when you and I met. You want to do that? Because that's what this radio is all about
and
right now.
You're going to have to tell the story, because I don't know if I remember it.
At the levee.
At Live and Levee?
The first levee I went to was, I think, 12.
Okay, I was there. 12. This is my 17th year.
I said, who is the guy with the great hair? That's what I wanted to meet, the guy.
So look at this hair. I know this is radio, folks, but if you see my hair, it's about the same. It hasn't changed.
Only your hairdresser will know for sure.
Okay, my father, bless his heart, went to his grave 3 years ago thinking that I put something in my hair to make it look like this. And he would say, Jimmy, what are you putting in your hair? And I would say, Suave gel. He said, no. To keep it, young looking. Because my dad had a full head of gray hair and a gray ponytail down to his butt. As a roadie, that's how they rolled.
A white roadie.
My daddy was a roadie. He would love road trip. He'd love road tripping. My daddy was
on
a roadie.
My MasterCard on yeah. all of my career.
Yeah.
I'm a choreographer.
Choreographer. My daddy was a roadie. He hauled concerts around. But he went to his grave thinking that I put something in my hair to keep it not gray.
We just got the thumbs up on
thumbs
that.
Up?
Yeah, thumbs
so
up on.
Let's play a little piece of this.
Well, no.
What? No, no.
Thumbs up on
it's your call.
The live version. Because okay. we're going to do even better than that.
Okay.
And I think we've got the
list. You're going to have to cue Chris because I don't know how to work this. This is newfangled equipment for me. You know, I just stand on the levee stage and talking to a mic. I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah. Who's playing tonight, by the way?
The Mikkel Buck Band and Allie Colleen, Garth Brooks' daughter's playing tonight. Singing tonight.
Fantastic. There we go.
Yeah. You ready?
Let's go road tripping.
You're singing it, right? I'm not singing.
There. From the peaks to the valleys. Just look over there.
Look over there.
All right. We wrote that 11 years ago. Yep. And that's the reason road tripping is still around today, is this.
The jingle.
This lyric.
The song. The lyric.
People hear music, and you remember things.
Are you ready to play it? You tell us when to play it.
It won't work.
It's not playing?
It won't work. Come on.
See, if he can't work it, I can't work it.
We were going to even play the Lucky Brand jingle, but that'll be the next time.
Bring out the lyrics again. I'm going to try to sing it with you.
No, I want you. I don't
know. All right, I'm not going
to. Let's go road tripping.
We'll
bring them out there. From the peaks to the valleys.
That's my favorite line.
Just look over there. Cross the creek, up the holler. We can take off today. West Virginia folks and our neighbors will say, this is a masterpiece.
Let's go road tripping.
We'll leave our worries behind. Let's take off right now and start to
unwind. Let's go road tripping.
Five verses. You never heard the other five verses.
So what's the gist of, you wrote that, you wrote the jingle, you had to pitch the powers that be, or did they come to you?
No.
How did that unfold, Terry?
No, they didn't need me. They didn't need an old guy coming in with a meteorology tag on his business card.
That's right. You've done a little weather in your day, haven't you?
I've been a weatherman since 1970, when I was in the Army. Right. And this is my... Oh, by the way, Jim.
Yes.
Hold on. This is my 50th year in broadcasting.
Ta-da! 50. The golden anniversary.
Like it, does it?
Bada bing.
I don't look 50.
No, you don't. Dun, dun, dun. I wish I could play. I can't play anything. I tell people that. I can't play a musical instrument. I can't sing. I can dance and introduce the bands. That's what I do. I don't know how to do anything else. I can't.
You knew Bob Butterfield. He was a
gentleman. Really one of my better friends.
Yeah, you worked for Bob.
Yeah, I worked with Bob.
Okay. He came in to the office the day I was there in the office, and Lisa Barna was the gatekeeper out in front. And I said, I'd like to speak to the news director because I'm a TV guy, and that's what you do. And she said, well, you can't see him right now. Well, Butterfield came in through the front door, and I stood up, hey, my name's Terry Burrians, what's your name? Well, I'm Bob Butterfield. I caught him off of surprise. Yeah. I said, well, I'm trying to apply for a job here in the news department.
Oh, wow.
What do you do? He said, well, I'm a general manager. Or maybe
he's a general sales manager. Yeah. He was a sales guy.
Well, I kind of caught him back.
He had the money guy.
Yeah. I said, well, you know, I can do this, 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 and this. He says, well, okay. So he walked on by, Dave Claypool.
Remember Dave.
Dave comes out to the front and he says, come back to my office and let's talk. They weren't looking for weather. They weren't looking for anybody. They didn't need what I had.
Did you create your own job?
Well,
I've done that before.
They said that we have this feature program in Sinclair. This is 10 years ago, 11 years ago, in Park City, Utah, and in Portland, Oregon. Two stations called Road Trippin'. I said, what is Road Trippin'? Well, it's a live feature on travel.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm all about that. I can do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you edit? Yes. Can you write? Yes. Can you sell? I've been selling all my life. Okay. The next day, they call me back in. They hire me.
You did it.
Yeah, it was March of 12.
You auditioned and got it.
Yeah. Then we started putting this stuff together. What are we going to do? It's a sales item.
You
sell the road tripping segment.
Uh-huh.
We sold six of them in May and start for the first week of July.
Mm-hmm.
What happened the last week of June of 2012?
The ratio.
I remember that one. I was standing on the Schoenbaum stage, and it came up through there.
Wiped us out.
Yeah, it did.
Electricity went, all the telephone poles.
I didn't have it for 11 days.
So we had to regroup and come back in July and get our road tripping going. In the meantime, nothing's going on. I go into the recording studio with Ron Soule, who's the lead guitar player for the Mountain Stage Band, and Paul Flaherty, who is the music director for the Mountain Stage.
No, Paul.
He has a recording studio in his basement and I bring my guitar. Ron brings his guitar. I bring my lyrics. We bring a harmonica, and we write and we produce in 3 hours the theme for Road Tripping.
Yeah. And that was, are you saying this is your 10th anniversary or 11th?
Yeah, we still use the same song.
Yeah, oh, I know, but you've been doing the segments now for a decade.
It's like, or more. It's a cookie cutter.
Yeah.
You call the people, you get them on the line. The opportunity to tell their story is now graduated to a 2-minute segment in prime time.
Okay.
It can air on Tuesdays or Friday nights.
Folks are listening. Who is an ideal Road Tripping segment candidate package waiting to happen? You've done parades. You've done events.
That would be anybody.
That would be anybody. I was waiting for that. But anybody, any business. We've done the Night at the Races for the horse racing.
Oh, we had so much fun. You've
done culinary
that
events.
Was up at the Country Club.
It was at Edgewood Country Club. We've done.
How about your hunting and fishing show?
Hunting and fishing
you're
show.
So
we've
proud
done.
Of.
We've done. I'm very proud of that. The
There's
West Virginia
list right there
Trophy
funny.
Hunters
I
Association.
I did my homework.
You did your homework. Yes, we do the West Virginia Trophy Hunters Association, West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show, and we go down there to their clubhouse, and all their trophies are on the wall, and we do that road tripping with our good friends Glenn and Sam down there. We've done Country Roads Pet Resort, where you've been out there in the country.
Warning! This just in.
We did the Renaissance Festival yesterday.
In
Lewisburg. And it's every weekend in June. There are 4 weekends in June. And it's a great bargain, family-oriented, jousting, archery, foods, skits, horses.
I've heard it was a pretty big deal.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So we were there yesterday. And that, by the way, broadcasts tonight at 5 p.m.
Because this is a live radio show, so tonight at 5 o'clock, June the 2nd.
And also at 10 p.m., it will be on WVHS Fox 11, but at 5 o'clock, it'll be on channel WCHS Channel 8. By the way, and we'll be live at Live on the Levee with, hold on 1 second.
Jim Strawn.
There he is, Jim Strawn, the host with, some of the most.
That deserves a...
Bada bing, bada boom. Oh, my gosh. Look at all these parades.
I brought all the toys.
Yeah, you brought all the toys. We're talking with Terry Burhans. He is the road tripping guy. He does the segment with WCHS, TV8, and Fox 11. He has all the bells. He has all the whistles. He has all the know-how. He loves to tell your story. How do people get a hold of you, Terry? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
I avoid people.
Yeah, well, they just call the station then.
No, they can't call the station.
How do they? How do they find you? How do people? You know, turn over a rock and every rock.
Be patient.
Yeah,
I will.
You'll
find,
call them.
I will find you.
If it's happening, you'll find them. Yeah, right. If you guys have an event, a parade, a business that you want featured on Road Tripping, well, give me a call. Give me a call.
I was going to say.
Give me a call.
The gateway to advertising. Okay.
Give me a call. 304-541-4756. And I will say, Terry, I've got a prospect for you. Can I give them your number?
Jim,
I'll be the gatekeeper first.
I busted you last week on the levee. You had an adult beverage in your hand.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. And there was no wristband on your arm.
No. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I would never...
Warning. How did that happen, Jim?
It was a fraud.
Okay.
It was my...
You know what we did last week? We had the first ever 2-camera live shot from the levee. We had a station.
First time?
I've never seen
I was only on for like 15 seconds.
That's all you really needed because you were moving on to the next moment.
We have literally 1 minute left. You want the minute? You can take the minute. Because it's going to be a hard break and we're going to go off the air. You got a minute.
All right. Bow your head.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, I beseech thee on this Friday, the 2nd of June, come out. Say hello to your friends. Put your hands together. Watch what happens. Find the lemonade man. Get one of his lemonades. Isn't it the best?
Butch and his lemonade down at Had Had Riverfront
Mary
Park tonight.
Mary always has the best kernel corn. And she's got three flavors now. She's got strawberry, she's got blueberry, she's got all different kinds of things.
With 15 seconds to go, I'm going to take the last 15 seconds and say thank you. Thank you, Terry Burhans, Road Tripping. He's a character. He's one of a kind. And he is ours. He's ours. Have a great weekend.
It just goes down. Your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 855-351-FAST. 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 855-351-3278. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
1410 AM, WSCW, and W272DW, 102.3 FM, South Charleston, and LM Communications.